listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the Spirit and the Word. And I'm going to read you from Nehemiah chapter 8, from verses 4, 5, and 6, where we read this. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him at his right hand stood, and then it lists many godly men with very difficult pronounceable names. I'm going to move on to verse 5 now. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The late J. Edwin Orr defined revival as the Spirit of God working through the Word of God in the lives of the people of God. Nehemiah chapter 8 gives us a great example of this. The Spirit of God was working in the people of God, and at the center of it all was the Word of God. Notice how the people received the Word of God. First, they prepared to hear the Word of God. It says they built a platform of wood so the Word of God could be heard. They did practical things so God's Word would have the greatest effect. Consider some practical things you can do to receive the Word of God more effectively. Secondly, people supported the presentation of God's Word. On the right and left hand of Ezra stood men supporting him in his ministry of teaching God's Word. The ministry of God's Word has the greatest effect when others can see people supporting and obeying it. Next, thirdly, they had respect for God's word. When Ezra opened the scroll, all the people stood up. They recognized it as the word of God, not the word of man. It's said that in some old churches, when the preacher was ready to speak, a trusted deacon would walk from the back up the center aisle to the pulpit, carrying a huge Bible, and the congregation would stand as the Bible came down the aisle, and the deacon placed it on the podium or the pulpit, and the preacher began to speak. You see, this showed that the preacher's authority came to him from the Bible and the respect the people had for the Word of God. God wants us to honor him in the best way possible, by believing and receiving God's word. Now, in Nehemiah chapter 8, the word of God had real results. The people thanked God by saying amen when Ezra blessed the Lord. They prayed, that is contained in the words, they lifted up their hands. And they worshiped by bowing down before the Lord. Thanksgiving, prayer, and praise reveal how the Spirit of God and the Word of God are working in us. Many of us really want to see revival, to see the Spirit of God working through the Word of God and touching the lives of the people of God. We should do what an old evangelist recommended. This is what he said we should do for revival. He said, go home, draw a circle around a chair, and sit in the chair. Then pray for revival and ask God to start right in that circle. And as you pray that prayer, don't forget your Bible. We want to see the Spirit of God working through the Word of God at work among the people of God. May God do so among us, starting even today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.